from the album Awake. You're hearing the composition Awakening, and we'll be playing this right behind this interview. Without stealing any thunder from the Jazz Cat himself, let me introduce the guest of today on the Live with the Jazz Cat show, and here's Leroy Downs, the host. Leroy?
Well, thank you, man. You never steal my thunder. But I tell you, if you talk about thunder, all these musicians just put together so much great creativity, and this is certainly one of the two, Mr. Miguel Zenon.
How are you guys doing?
Good, Miguel. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for coming on today. You know, as you probably know, some things that happen on the East Coast don't always migrate their way to the West for quite some time. You know, my first exposure to your music was with the SF Jazz Collective, but you've been working the New York scene for many years prior to that.
Yeah, I've been in New York for about 10 years now, yeah.
So when you descended on the scene, man, who'd you come across? Who were some of the initial cats that you met, and how did you set your roots there in New York City?
Well, I guess some of the first guys that I met over here were guys that had a similar kind of background to mine. I met Danilo Perez while I was going to school in Boston at Berkeley. And, you know, I got a lot of stuff from hanging with them. And, you know, I was really young when I met him, so I got a lot of stuff from him. And once I moved to New York, I started working with David Sanchez Band. And I worked with them for a few years. And, you know, with those two relationships, especially at the beginning when I first moved to the States, meant a lot to me because, you know, these were two Latin American guys that kind of made it in the jazz world and were able to kind of go back and forth between two very different languages, you know, in a very, very unique way. So I got a lot from those relationships, and I'm still very good friends with both of them, and, you know, they were a big inspiration for me.
Yeah, Danilo Perez is a beautiful cat, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
I just love the way he approaches the music, and you have a way of approaching the music as well. You're in Boston right now doing some clinics and playing there with your band.
Exactly, yeah, we're here at the Berklee School of Music doing some clinics and a couple concerts, yeah.
Well, tell us about your band. You got a brand new album called Awake that actually is coming out today.
It just came out today, exactly. I don't even have a copy yet. But, yeah, I mean, I'm very happy, finally, that it's out, you know, with music that we've been working on for a while. We recorded it about a year ago in New York, and, you know, it's just the whole process of putting it together and mixing the whole thing. But it finally is out. The band on the record is pretty much the same band that I've used on all my other records. It's Luis Perdomo on piano. He's from Venezuela. I've been playing with him for a while. Same with Hans Levichnik, who plays the bass. He's from Austria, so also been on all my records. The drummer is the new member of the band. Well, new on the record. He's been playing with the band for about 3 or 4 years. His name is Henry Cole. He's also from Puerto Rico, a very talented, incredible musician, and, you know, very happy to have him, you know, just creating great chemistry in the band. And we have a couple of guests, and a couple of, like, a string quartet and a couple of tracks, some guest horns and one track. But basically, that's the core of the band, you know, and that's my working band, basically.
Were there any colors, textures, or feelings that you brought from San Juan and interjected into the music that musicians here in the state have not quite wrapped their fingers around yet?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell because I think that everybody has something that's very unique about them, being, you know, it has to do with the some kind of cultural background or their upbringing or what they grew up around or the kind of music they listen to. Whether we're growing up or, you know, kind of growing as musicians. And I certainly have a kind of a special upbringing, you know, compared to people in the jazz world. I'm from a Latin American country. Puerto Rico has a very rich cultural background and a lot of music coming from there. And I grew up listening to all that music, a lot of salsa music and all that, playing dance music. And I think all of that, in one way or another, reflects on my music, and it's hard to tell if there's something about it that people cannot grasp, or they grasp, or maybe something about it that people like or not like. But I definitely think that definitely my background and everything that I grew up with and that I, it's kind of my blood, you know, everything that has to do with that, it's very, very important in my not only my music, but just everything that I do musically and as a person too. You know, just the way I play and the way I hear things, you know, has to do, you know, with the way that I came up, you know, in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. You're listening to Miguel Zanon right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs, and it's on 1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, unfortunately, I've never been to San Juan, Puerto Rico, but if I were going to go today, right off the top of your head, what would be the melody of my experience?
The melody of your experience would probably be a song called Mi Viejo San Juan. It's called, in English, it means in all San Juan. It's kind of like the anthem of people from San Juan. And I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a singer, but...
I was trying to put you on the spot, man.
You can go look it up.
All right. That's
kind of a classic. You know, it's like New York, New York from San Juan, you know.
Okay. Well, that works, man. Well, it must be quite an honor to be sought after by the San Francisco Jazz Collective to be a part of that sound. I mean, that band really captures the sonic essence of respect and creativity and exploration and all of the key ingredients in jazz music.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, it's like you say, you know, it's an honor for me. I've been in the band for 5 years now, and it's really incredible fun every time we get together, just put music together. Just the way the band functions, too, is very special. You know, everybody in the band is a leader, and everybody writes music and has a band, on, you know, it's a band leader of the, on their own right, and we all get together and try to, you know, kind of come together as a group, as a unit, to create music, and it's just a perfect opportunity to, you know, write new music. Every year we write new music, we write new arrangements, and it's just, every year everybody in the band grows, you know, differently. And I think for me, it's definitely been one of the most rewarding musical experiences that I've had in my whole entire life, because just being able to, you know, interact with people like, you know, Bobby Hutcherson, Josh Redman, Joe Lovano, Nick Payton, you know, people like that at that level, you know, and you interact with them for a long period of time, you know, you're going to get a lot of good stuff out of those experiences. So for me, it's just been a blessing, you know, and I really hope that they can continue for a long time.
Well, I think it's such a gorgeous concept, man, to bring the best cats in the business together to, one, respect, you know, the righteous elders in the music. I mean, you guys are really doing the music of some of our heroes. And, you
right.
know, bringing new arrangements and also putting together some new pieces in respect with that, man, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think the concept of the band, you know, and it's basically a concept that this organization, SF Jazz, came up with. And it's been getting stronger and stronger as the years goes by, because not only the band understands how to work out this concept better, but also I think it's reaching people better too, like what we do as a band, you know, because I think at first people were trying to see, okay, so who's the leader of the band, you know, what are we doing here, you know, is it a repertory band, is it the originals, what is it, you know, but I think now people are starting to say, you know, the combination of the two, and, you know, we pick a special composer every year, and we pay tribute to them, and we'll arrange something, and we'll bring the chart to the table. It's just, you know, it's a combination of things. I think people are starting to grasp the whole concept of the band, you know.
Yeah. Well, Eric Harling is a good friend of mine, and I asked him, out of all the musicians who compose for the band, who does the most intricate stuff? And he, with no hesitation, said, man, Miguel Zanon, you know. Like, what is it that you seek inside the music, and how do you know when you've arrived at it?
Yeah, I think in the case of this band, you know, it's a very special band because of the instrumentation in the band too. You know, it has vibes and four horns and the whole thing. And you know, every time I write for the band, I try to come up with something that's not only going to be challenging for the musicians playing it, but also, you know, something that's going to be challenging for me to write too. You know, that instrumentation and trying to orchestrate it better. And I feel like I get better every year. And I'm kind of like that with my band too, but you know, I've always been kind of obsessed with rhythm. You know, ever since I didn't know anything about music, I've always been obsessed with rhythm and percussiveness and just the different variables and possibilities of rhythm, and it's something that I always try to bring into my music. And I find that, you know, like in the case of Eric, you know, him being a drummer, that he really enjoys that part of it, and, you know, being challenged and being, you know, kind of asked to do things that maybe he wouldn't be doing in another context. So, you know, I always try to bring that to the table, and it's just something that's in me, you know, something that that kind of has become like an essential part of the, my compositional process. So, you know, the same thing with the Acid Jazz on my band. It's kind of a very systematic thing, a systematic way of putting songs together that I have that seems to work out the best for me, and it seems to be the best way for me to put out my ideas and to have other musicians kind of grasp what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, it's always great to have thinking musicians think, you know.
Yeah.
Well, this band has been morphing over the years. Obviously, you know, the trombone chair has changed a bunch of times, trumpet chair.
Right.
Now, you know, it's kind of... Are you one of the founding members of the band?
I'm one of the... me and Rini, we're the only ones left, basically, from the first year. And Eric, Matt, they've been here. They've been with the band since the second year.
Right.
So everybody else, as you said, has come in the last couple of years.
Right. And how does that change the sound of the music?
Well, you know, it's funny because even though it changes the sound of the music, of course, because it's different musicians. You know, I think the band has been lucky in the sense that we've been able to have great chemistry between the musicians, no matter who's in the band. You know, I think everybody that's come into the band has come into it, you know, and kind of they understand the whole concept of the band. You know, it about, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like one for all and all for one kind of thing. You know, like we all kind of have to move together and think together. And when we do rehearsals, when we do concerts, we kind of try to split things up so that everybody has a chance to chime. And, you know, I think also you got to give it up to Acid Jazz because they always try to get the best guys out there, you know. And you know, and they put them in good situations and, you know, everything. They treat you well and, you know, people want to be in the band because of that, you know. And you know, when Josh left, they were able to get Joe Lovano. And, you know, when Nick Payton left, you know, they were able to get Dave Douglas. And, you know, Stefan came in for Bobby. You know, they're able to get really good musicians to come into the band and step in, you know, something that's already going on and still make it work, even though it's different, you know, because you have different personalities in there. It still kind of keeps on going, you know, just in a different kind of way.
Yeah, well, you guys are definitely the musketeers of music, and SF Jazz definitely doesn't try to do it right. They do it right, man. You're listening to Miguel Zanon right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. My name's Leroy Downs, and it's on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, you're the first artist that I've spoken with who is on the Marcellus Music label. And knowing Branford and his philosophies and playing for and dealing with record companies, I would imagine that the emphasis on his label would be to let his artists be as imaginative and creative as possible.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think that's the basic reason why he put together a label, because he felt that you know, that was missing from the stuff that's out there now, just being able to give artists independence, especially musical independence, you know, in terms of going to the studio and basically really doing what you want to do without having somebody tell you what you should do, you know. And I think the main thing with him, and I think the thing that's kind of, you know, kind of at the core of any relationship that he has with any of the people on the label, is that he trusts you 100%. You know, like he trusts that you're gonna bring in the best musicians and the best music that you can bring. And you know, we all go into the studio and he goes in there and he doesn't even listen to the music before we go in. You know, he just trusts that you're going to bring the best stuff in there, and, you know, he makes sure he gets the best engineers and the best studios, and we mix at the best places, and it sounds as good as it can sound. But in terms of the music, he doesn't intrude at all. He's very hands-off, and he's just very, very respectful, and he has a lot of trust in the people that he has on the label, and I think that's the only reason why, you know, he has the artists that he has on this label is because he trusts them, you know, to the end. You know, he wouldn't have them in there if he was gonna hesitate, I think. So it's really, I mean, for me, it's just an honor. You know, of course, you know, Grant for being who he is and the stuff that he's done, and you know, I grew up listening to him. You know, so just being able to be around him and just kind of sharing things with him and making music together is really, really great, really great.
Well, Branford's a cool cat, man, and, you know, one thing about him is he tells it like it is, and I know that he's had so many different relationships with all of these other record companies that have him do this or have him do this kind of thematic album, and, you know, freedom is a key quality in jazz music, and when the musicians are free just to create, man, you know that's going to just bring about the right amount of musical blessings to the project.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, he really says things like it is, and he's a very, very opinionated guy, and you know, if he doesn't like something, he's gonna say it.
Yeah.
And you know, you gotta appreciate that kind of straightforwardness about him, you know, because he really, you know, when he says, you know, something sounds good or something doesn't sound good, like, you know, you really have to take it seriously, and you know, kind of reconsider or not reconsider things, you know. So it's really, really good thing, you know.
It is a blessing. You know, strings are so underrated in jazz music, and yet you employ them so beautifully and romantically in a few of your compositions.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because before this recording, even though, of course I love the sound of strings playing together, especially string quartets and that kind of configuration, I've never written for strings before, you know, and it's really not something that had called me for this record. And you know, on this record I kind of took it as a challenge to study the configuration a little bit and went and check out some scores, and I basically learned from scratch how to write for strings, and I really wanted to keep it simple. I didn't want it to be like a means to, you know, just write everything, you know, for strings, every single effect and every single thing, tremolo and pizzicato and everything. You know, I really wanted to have something that would be color and be musical and that would complement the stuff that we're already doing as a band. So, you know, it came up slowly. You know, I worked on it, and when I thought it was ready, and it was something that I thought that would really complement what we were doing, then, you know, I brought it in, and then we tried it, and it seemed like it was working, so we put it in there, you know, and I'm happy with the results, and it's something that with a little more studies and a little more research and a little more practice, I would definitely love to do it more in the future.
Yeah, well, you did a wonderful job with it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, you know, today is April 1st, and most people would say that it's April Fool's Day, but it's not. It's the release date of a brand new album by you on Marcellus Music called Awake. And ironically, a fitting title to represent, you know, the sentiments of the world today, because they all need to wake up. But this album has a more of a personal meaning for you as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it represents a growing period that I went through in different ways. You know, trying to find myself personally, musically, and you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's really what it was. You know, I went through some things. You know, trying to kind of find where I wanted my music to go and what I wanted to do as a musician, as a composer, and what I wanted my music to portray, you know, and I really found with this recording that I'm moving in the right direction, you know, that I'm content with myself and I'm satisfied and I feel like I'm moving forward, you know, and that I'm this record is really a step into step forward into what's to come. And I'm really, really, really happy with it.
Well, there's definitely no cliche, man. You have to take the time to find out who you are, because what you do now will always represent you in the future. I mean, you don't want to have an album like, oh, yeah, Miguel did this kind of album, Miguel did that kind of album. You kind of want to be consistent in the sound and your signature and what you're trying to put out there, man. So you did a beautiful job.
Thank you, man.
Well, hey, man, you know, like many musicians and artists, giving back is a part of the circular equation of life in this music. I mean, I wish the world had the each one, teach one philosophy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
it's an advantage to have such a world experience and yet be so close in age to the younger generation when you teach these clinics and master classes.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, when I started doing it, it was a little bit of a little weird for me, as you say, because I was still close in age with a lot of musicians. But I the way I approach it is, it's not really like I'm talking from above or something. You know, it's not really like I'm talking down to students. I'm more like, it's more like I'm sharing with them stuff that kind of worked for me. You know, in order for me to be able to be content with what I was doing, and you know, just in terms of practicing and composing, and people that I checked out, and people that influenced me, and you know, stuff that I still do today, and I feel that's the best way to kind of put things out there. You know, you just say, you know, this is really what I did and what worked for me, and you know, you can take it or not. It's really not about doing the same thing that somebody else did. It's really about finding, you know, inspiration in somebody else's work to find your own road and to, you know, finding where you want to go, you know. So I feel that's kind of the best way to put those things out there.
Well, being able to share and express those things with somebody that's close in age, man, always makes the other party be able to think for themselves that there's hope for them in the music as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, I certainly appreciate you coming on the show live with the Jazz Cat today, especially since
my
this
pleasure.
Is the day that your album comes out.
That's right.
Yeah,
my pleasure, man. Really, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Absolutely, man. We'll see much more of you, and we'll certainly hear much more from you as well. Miguel Zanon, right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada.
Thank you, gentlemen. Another stellar interview with the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs. And again, I repeat, if you'd like to get a replay of this interview, as well as all the archive interviews, and I'm talking about the luminaries of jazz as well as the up-and-comers. Basically, as you know, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat, covers the entire jazz scene. So he's you know, you've been into the home of Diane Reeves while she's rehearsing for an upcoming tour, prior to even a release date of who she was playing with, and you're able to talk to some of the musicians that were there. You heard a live recording session with George Duke producing that one, as well as been in the line with the Grammy Award winners like Dee Dee Bridgewater, and the list goes on. You know, we were in the loft of Ornette Coleman in New York. We're at the International Association of Jazz Educators, just to give you a feel for what this is all about with the Jazz Cat. So if you want more, all you have to do is go to his website, and that's www.thejazzcat.net. Pretty easy to get to. I also mentioned to you that Miguel Zanon will be at the San Francisco Jazz Spring Season on June 1st in San Francisco. If you're interested, he'll be with the San Francisco Jazz High School All-Stars, and he will be the special guest for that evening, June 1st. That's a Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at Herbst Theater. Here's a cut from his release of his new CD, Awake, and this is being released today. I have an advanced copy of it, and here is the postlude or final cut on the album, Awakening, and the album is called Awake.
Yeah.